From the community. There is so much food downstairs. I'm so excited. So those of you who don't know what's going to happen today, we'll have service from 10 till about 11:15 or so. Then about 11:30 we're going to...
Turn off the microphone, please, we can't hear.
Okay. I'll speak slower as well. Okay, so we're going about 11:30. We will have a hymn sing and a music, Christian music
extravaganza,
and it's going to be wonderful. I believe four different groups are going up, and we'll be singing till about 12:30, and then go down for a fabulous pot blessing, not pot luck, pot blessing lunch. Okay. Yeah, I'd rather have the blessings than the luck, right? Okay. Amen. So for announcements, we have, of course, Sunday morning Bible study every Sunday morning, and everyone's welcome to, can always start in from 9 to about 9:40 before church. Then we, on Wednesday night, we have a prayer service at 6:30, Bible study at 7 until 8. We keep it very prompt, and so we people are able to go ahead and leave. We don't take our time. And also, next week, Joel Jetty will be preaching for us.
Amen.
And so bring your friends for to share the word. Pastor has a very important baptism, right, that he's going to for his grandson.
Oh,
yeah. Deb Turcotte will be taking pictures today for the new church directory, and I think today might be one of the last days. She's been staying after church every Sunday, so do look her up. She'll be around during our pot blessing dinner and after church today. The 24th of March, we have Maundy Thursday service, and we had a wonderful description of what that is last week. I'll bring it again another time. Good Friday will be at the Brimfield Congregational Church on 25th of March, 27th of March, very early Easter this year, sunrise service, and of course Easter service afterwards. We also have a very special announcement in that we have two birthdays. One is Charlie Roy, who's going to be younger today, and it's actually his birthday today, and also Maverick. It's your birthday too. Is it today, Maverick, or this week?
No.
25th, okay. All right, so you're already older and wiser, right? Okay, can we, yes? Oh, yes. My dad, Joseph Pulaski, it's his birthday on Tuesday, or Monday,
right.
Monday, right? So, Joe, do we want to sing them all at once?
Yes.
Okay, so we have Charlie, Maverick, Joe, and Nate. We'll get him next week because he isn't here today. Kelly's husband, Nate.
So, we're going to do them all together for
yes.
Charlie, Maverick.
So, Charlie, Maverick, and Joe.
Happy birthday to you all. Happy birthday to you all. Happy birthday to America. Happy birthday to you all.
Any other announcements today? All right, let's go into prayer requests. We do have lots of prayer that's going out for Bob and Judy, Alma and Charlie, who are waiting for an apartment. Continued prayers for baby Luke, all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren who need healing, and the doctors and nurses that treat them. Continued prayers for Barbara's friend, Mandy Hudson, who I believe it was in hospice as of last week. She's battling ALS. Continued prayers for Roger Kerboy, Bob Wellner, Karen's friend Dee and her husband. Yes.
My friend Dee has got stage 3 ovarian cancer, and her husband has stage 4 prostate cancer.
Oh.
He went to the doctors, they've been praying, and he's now in remission. So.
So important to pray. Priscilla Varney, I believe, as well. Any other prayer requests? Yes.
Continued prayers for Paul.
Okay.
Rehab.
Yes, Paul's still in rehab. How long will he be there now?
About another 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay, all right.
And he's getting antsy, so take a ride down the road and go visit him. Stop by and say hi. It's close. Nice place.
Any other prayers? Yes, Faith?
George Mattson, who is also in hospice care.
Okay. George Mattson in hospice care. Any others? Yes.
Yeah. Any prayers for Wisdom? I'm trying to get the Veterans Voice Network launched so that we can help get veterans the word that they need, to get the help that they need. So it's Veterans Voice.
Okay, so wisdom for you and energy and strength and everything, that's okay. Very important. Okay, thank you. Any other prayers, prayer requests?
Prayers of joy for George and Terry. It looks like they've got the paperwork on their place down in Florida, so now we'll all have a place to go visit. Should the weather ever turn in bad, right now people from the south are coming to visit us.
Especially today.
Okay, if there are no other prayer requests, let's please stand for the call to worship.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
I'm going to take my coat off because I just can't take the heat. It's such a nice day.
I'll take your coat.
Take my coat. Thank you.
And I leave
this. That's mine.
I know, this one here.
Dale's a good deacon, but she always steals my stuff. Takes my stuff and walks off with it. He says, I need this, and I look down and I have no sermon notes, which is okay, because most of you know most of the time I don't use the notes anyway. But it is a glorious day. I got up this morning and walked out the door, came back in and said to my wife, I said, you know, Charlie Roy and I have done sunrise service for the last 16 years, 17 years that I've been here. We've driven out and backed into snowbanks. We've walked down next to the lake, and I've made believe in my best format that it wasn't cold and it was really nice. And I remember last winter, Jack said to me last winter, Pastor, you want me to go down and snow blow the lake? Because it was
well,
nice.
The parking lot.
And I said, no, it's okay. God's going to take care of it. And God did. God took care of it. But if you're not happy today when you go outside, you just are not paying attention. This is the day that the Lord has made. If you're not glad in it, you're missing the boat because you're not going to be glad any day. But we're getting ready to have a joy-filled service. We're getting ready to celebrate life, celebrate all the gifts that God's given us, and we're in the season of Lent. There was a little girl in Sunday school, and she came back home and she said, "Mama, my Sunday school teacher tells me that this world is only a place and let God lets us live a little while, that we may prepare for a better world." I said, "Mama, I don't see anybody preparing. Aunt Elizabeth is preparing to come here. You and I are preparing for the school play. Dad's preparing to go out this next week and get ready to cut some wood. But I don't see anybody preparing for what the Sunday school teacher's talking about. Why don't they try and get ready?" And that's what today is. Life is a preparation for another life. We're coming into the season of Lent. Lent is a time of preparation. It's time, as Keith and I like to say, to get your little mind right. That's what the drill sergeant used to tell us. We're going to get your little mind right. And hopefully at the end of today's service, you are all fired up, that you're filled with the Spirit, that you're lifted to a new level, that you not only are on fire, but that fire burns for a long time, that you get a lot of fuel built up here so that through the coming weeks, you'll be that tool for Jesus. You'll be that light and smile and love of Jesus Christ that people are waiting to see. People want good news. They follow all these presidential candidates hoping that there's good news. I got to do is come to one of these little churches on a hill every week, and you're going to hear the good news. Amen. Come to Bible study. You're going to hear the good news. You want faith, you want hope and encouragement, you come, you come, you come, you come. We're like an artesian well that never runs out of water. We always refill that tank.
Amen.
So as we prepare for service today, if you would turn to 620. Prayer is the soul's supreme desire. 620. Oh, before I forget, my brother Roy says, "You tell all those Flatlanders hello."
Hello.
Roy was in the hospital this week, and he spent a day there, decided he had enough of that, and went back home. So he is doing much better. And he said, make sure to tell, particularly all, with Charlie Roy and Maverick in mind, he said, tell all those old people that I said hello. And Joe, too, since it's Joe's birthday.
Did he take the mountain turnip cure?
He did. Okay. He did. He went down to the Flatlands, and they offered him medication. He went home and took turnip, and he's all back together. Okay, here's what we're going to do. You folks on the left, Keith and Howard, this is your side. We're going to start with you folks. We're going to go back and forth till we get to the last paragraph, and the last paragraph we'll do together. So starting over here, reading,
prayer is the soul's supreme desire, expressed in thought or word, the burning of a hidden fire, a longing for the Lord.
Prayer is the simplest sound we teach when children learn God's name, and yet it is the noblest speech that human lips can frame.
Prayer is the secret battleground where victories are won. By prayer the will of God is found, and work for him begun. Prayer is Christian's vital breath, the Christian's native air. Our watchword at the gates of death, we enter heaven with prayer.
Prayer is the church's glorious song,
our task and joy supreme. We name our Lord in every tongue, and praise is all our theme.
Together.
Jesus, by whom we come to God, the true and living way, the humble path of prayer we trod. Lord, teach us how to pray.
Amen.
And I'm not sure why I skip over this as we go through. I don't remember reading this a whole bunch of times. And as I went through, God reaches out and touches you when you're working on sermons or you're doing different work. And we did Bible study this week, and I got a phone call later in the week saying, "Pastor, you know, we talked about this in Bible study, and it really touched me." And as you read this, there's something for everybody in here. You cannot have a day where you can pick this little piece of paper up and not have something that reaches out and touches you special. And it's a one-pager. It's short. It's sweet. It covers each day and each breath and each step that you take. Join with me in prayer. Father, we come together today and we are blessed and blessed mightily. We thank you, Father, for so many things, for the opportunity to rise and come to worship, for the opportunity to fellowship, not just here, but with Christians around the globe. We thank you so much, Father, for the good weather. We thank you, Father, for the rain that's coming later this week to renew the water resources so that we have enough water in the upcoming weeks. We're thankful for the flu bugs going away and for the opportunity to come and be renewed and healed and lifted up. We pray for folks that are still on the mend. I know some folks are having problems with breathing and other folks have different little hitches in their giddy up. There's folks that were coming today that have called in and can't make it today because they're still battling little bug and health issues. But we're thankful, Father, that you're a loving, kind, healing God and that you answer our prayers. We're thankful for my brother Roy and for others that had issues this past week and now they're feeling better and on the mend. Father, we ask prayers for our leaders, national and local. We ask prayers for the rest of the day, Father. We pray that we wouldn't have your service and your message interfered with by thoughts of where we should be or what we should be doing. We thank you for this day and for the families that have gathered together. We're thankful for the other folks that are in service right now at other Christian churches and are coming here to share in this celebration. We're thankful for all the folks that have brought in food so that we could share in the love and the hands that prepared that food. And now, Father, we come together and we ready for battle. We're ready for your message, Lord, and we gather together in the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Day's activities. 609, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
Thank you.
ushers are going to come forward. We're going to receive tithes and offerings. And as I tell you every week, it's an opportunity for us to share from your abundance, because we are just so abundantly blessed. When you look around at the rest of the world, and you look around at the folks that are gathered here, and you look around at the weeks that go by, we are blessed because we're part of a larger army. We are best because not only are we a high-speed, small fighting force, but we are linked. Elaine and I had breakfast this past week with Don, the pastor from the Congregational Church. We were able to sit and exchange notes on plan for upcoming services. They're, you know, excited to come and be part of our Maundy Thursday service. They're looking forward to us to be part of their Good Friday service. Any of you folks that like to sing, they're looking for some folks to sing again as part of their service. And so,
me and you,
Joel. After you hear Joel and I sing today, you will just leave thoroughly impressed. Thoroughly impressed. Jack has been practicing all week at work. Jack does a song called Singing Over the Lathe, Playing Jesus. But yeah. So we're looking to network with not just the Brimfield Church, but with other churches in the area that come. Our Bible study on Wednesday night, if you come on Wednesday night, you'll find folks from other congregations that come on Wednesday night. On Sunday morning, you'll see Rich come in and out, one of the firefighters from town. Rich comes here, does Bible study with us, and then goes to St. Christopher's. And so it's good that we're all part of God's big army.
Mm-hmm.
But the blessing that you give comes in a variety of format. You know, it's one of those things. I run into folks all over the place. I ran into a young lady at Churchill's last time I was with Dawn. And out of the blue, my bill was paid. Just a beautiful thing. And but you have a network that extends far beyond this little church on the hill.
Yeah.
You have a network that reaches out and touches folks where they live. Other folks come in and network with us. Dawn and I share prayer requests back and forth for our two churches, plus multiple churches that we network with from here up on the mountain at where my brother's churches are, all down south to where Terry and George and the Dakotas are down there going to church. So we are a small but powerful elite fighting force with a huge network. So as the ushers come forward, share from your abundance and realize that the blessing that you give each and every day of sharing God's love and God's face in your own walk is the biggest gift that you can give.
Thank you.
Each week we come humbly before you and return a small portion of what you've given us. Father, you bless us in so many ways. We ask, Father, that you bless these gifts as well as the giver, that you multiply, magnify, utilize them to expand our boundaries. Help us to go beyond what we've done in past years. Help us to reach those that have not heard the word. Help us to motivate those that are here, Father, to bring others. We ask, Father, that you bless these gifts, that we lift them up to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Before the jetties sit down, you guys turn around. This is an unusual sight. You don't get to see both of them together up front because generally one of them's off serving, doing something else. So it's nice to have both of them up to be able to come up and serve. And now it's chillin's time. Big kids, little kids, all those kids, y'all come. Maverick, you're kind of a big kid.
Have you ever had your mom or somebody say to you after you've done something, maybe it wasn't the best thing in the world to do, say to you, I think maybe you need to go sit and think about that? Have you ever said that to you? People say it to me because I do it a lot. I say things that I don't mean to be wrong. Like if, let's just say Mrs. Jetty dyed her hair green and I didn't know about that. And she was standing behind me. Then I was looking and I was talking to you and I saw green in your shirt and I said, oh, that's a nice shirt, that green is a hate green. And there's Mrs. Jetty standing behind me. And then I said something like, and can you imagine some people actually dyed their hair green? And afterwards, she wouldn't talk to me anymore. Somebody might come up to me and say, Miss Karen, you might want to think about what you just said. Give it some time. And I would have to actually kind of go around and maybe find a quiet spot and think about, what did I just say that was so bad? And then I would realize, oh, I said it wrong. Sometimes we do things that offend God that we don't even mean to do it. God is so perfect, and we are so not perfect. And during Lent, it's a time of reflecting on God. And it's a time of, we call it repentance. Repentance is kind of thinking about what you've done. Like if I did that with Mrs. Jetty, I would be thinking about that, thinking, I should have never done that. And I would have to go to her and say, you know, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean to offend you in any way. I love you because you're my sister in Christ. And that's what we do during Lent. We take the time to say, God, I know there are things that I've done that you don't like. And I know there are probably things that I don't even know that I did that you didn't like either. But I'm really sorry because I don't want anything that hurts you, God. I want to do what pleases you. And during this time, it's 40 days, not counting Sundays. Is there a reason why we don't count the Sundays?
Because it just says we don't count the Sundays.
That's what it says. Okay. So, 40 days, we don't count the Sundays.
I'm prior army. I just
So during that time, we take time to set time aside and talk to God and say, God, you know, I know there are things that I've done that are wrong and I shouldn't have done them. And please help me to do better because I love you so much. So that's what Lent is about. Let's close our eyes and pray. Jesus, I thank you that you love us, that you forgive us, Lord, that you understand when we say and do things that probably aren't the best things in the world. Father, I thank you that you forgive us for those things. Lord, I pray that you would help us to take the time to just spend time with you and to be an example to others too, Lord God. In your name I pray. Amen.
We don't count the Sundays because those are days of worship.
Okay. Did you just look that up?
I just had 2 minutes to think about it, so it was like, oh, okay. Pop quizzes sometimes startle me. Prayer time. Opportunity to come together and talk to God. Opportunity to share joys. Opportunity to hear other prayer requests. I always like prayer time because it might be the first time all week that you've actually taken a few minutes to sit and be quiet. To sit and not think about things that you've got to do. It was interesting. This morning, Elaine said to me, she said, you know, it's funny on a Sunday not having a football game. And I thought, huh. You're correct, but this was a great Sunday. Howard, I want to thank you so much for the idea of the potlucks on the months that have 5 Sundays.
We're doing great things here at this church, Gary.
Yeah. Coming along, it's one of those things, sometimes it takes a while for an idea to get through. So if you've got what you think is a good idea and it takes me 5 months or a year to everybody else to jump on board, don't become discouraged. You know, Howard mentioned that to me, I don't know how long ago, when he first came here. But this is the day truly that the Lord has made. God must have wanted us to gather together and have good weather so that folks would come. God wanted to make sure there wasn't a football game so that they all come. Now, Jack, I did pray that the weather would warm up so you wouldn't have to ice race.
There is a race today.
You're a good man. We've got a lot of things to be happy about and to pray about. Now, Charlie Roy is here, and it's Charlie Roy's birthday. And as long as I've known Charlie always wondered if his next birthday was coming. Charlie, you know, I remember when Charlie was in his 50s, he didn't think he was going to live to be in his 60s. And when he was in his 60s, he didn't think he'd see 70. Now he's in his 80s, and I keep telling him he's going to live to 120. We've got, you know, prayers for Bob and Judy. If you get a chance, stop by and visit Judy. You know, mornings are good for her. Alma and Charlie, who are looking for a new place to live up in the Silver Meadows. Glad to see Joe here, and Joe's here doing well. And keep Joe in his prayers. Barbara, Mandy?
She's in a rescue home in Chelsea.
Okay. I'll keep her and you folks and her family in prayer.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, continue prayers for Roger Kerboy and Bob Wellner, Karen's friend Dee and her husband, Priscilla Varney, and all the other folks. Join with me as we gather together in prayer. Father, we lift up all the folks on our prayer list and all the folks like Paul that were down in rehab. We continue to pray for them. We pray for George Batheson, who's in hospice care. We pray for Charlie's Vietnam Veterans Voice. We pray, Lord, for all the prayers that are unspoken that folks lift up. We know, Father, that you hear all our prayers, that you value each one of us. We thank and praise you, Lord, for a great nation that allows us to assemble openly and freely. We're thankful for folks that are gathered together to have a better part of a day in praise and worship and fellowship. We thank you, Father, for all our children. We thank you, Father, that while we don't have large numbers here, that we pray, Lord, for all the children that are traveling and that are not here, that you hold them close in the palm of their hands, that you keep them healthy, that you provide them Christian mentors and allow them to be motivated, Lord, by leaders that hear your voice. Pray for our elected officials, national and local, that you would whisper in their ears and open their hearts and minds to your word, that you would guide them in their decision-making process. Pray for all our military members that are spread around the globe. We lift them up and ask you, Lord, to hold them close to the palm of your hand, return them back home safe and as soon as possible, that you be with the families that wait. That you pray for our police and our firefighters and our first responders, that you be with them as they leave their homes and their comfort levels and go out to put themselves in harm's way to serve us. We ask, Father, prayers for the upcoming election, that you would give us wisdom and guidance, that you would give us candidates that are Christian-based, that hear your voice. And now, Father, we add all our own individual prayers.
Father, heaven, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for my church family and this marvelous support system they are for me and for each other. Thank you, Lord, for my family. Please be with my children and my grandchildren, Lord, and help them to move toward your light, Lord, and to grow and to prosper and to become good Christian men and women. Please be with all those who have health issues, Lord, who are troubled or have issues of any kind, Lord. Let them all understand that everything passes in the glory of your everlasting life. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, Lord, have us be a lighthouse here in Wales. Have that light shine and touch people that they might come in and partake, and have us to grow in fellowship and purpose and mission and all for your glory. We ask this in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us all your safety today, and thank you for watching over us and blessing us. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for all my blessings, and I ask for medical mercies for the procedures that Joe has coming up.
Thank you, God, for my son, as always. Thank you for putting up with my myriad imperfections, my actions and words might fall short, but my love for you and yours for mine is perfect. In all things I do, there can be no wrong. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, dear Lord, for this church and this community. The Lord, I pray for all those that are there. Please be with them and show them the way. I thank you, Lord, that I'm set standing in the birthday. Such a blessing to us and my children. All of us and my grandchildren. Again, the City Firefighter and Academy. Please be with her and my mother. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for all of your blessings. Thank you, Father, for this huge gathering of your people, even in Wales. Pray a special prayer for Mandy today. Reach down and heal her. And if not, it just doesn't hear her. I just pray that you give her huge peace. I pray for Judy and Bob, Judy for continued patience and love for her dear husband. And I pray that you would clear Bob's mind so that life becomes easier for this dear couple. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you brought to us and for the invitation to join this congregation today. I pray in your name.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, thank you for the gift of this day. Thank you for the opportunity to come here and worship you. And I thank you for the music that we'll be hearing and celebrating. Thank you for all the blessings in my life.
Mm-hmm. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, how good it is when brethren dwell together, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings. Lord, be with our children. Lord, draw them close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, help them to seek after you. We know that they made a proclamation of you and confess you, Lord, but draw them close, Lord Jesus. We live in a world that needs you, Lord, and we ask your blessings on them. And we ask your blessing on this day and the worship and in the fellowship that you have provided. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of this beautiful day, Lord. We thank you for this nice warm winter, Lord, in heaven. Pray for Barb and her daughters, Lord, as they walk with Mandy through this journey that you've set before them, Lord. That you surround them with your angels, Lord, as they usher Mandy into heaven to spend eternity with you, Father God. Pray that you comfort them and give them peace, Lord. Pray for baby Luke, Lord, that you watch over him and his family, Lord. That you take care of him, Lord, surround him with great doctors and nurses, Lord, as he continues to battle a terrible sickness, Lord. Pray for our dear pastor, Lord, that you fill him with the Holy Spirit, Lord, and preaches a mighty message, Lord. I thank you that you gathered us all here together this morning to worship your holy name. I thank you that you love us. Pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Loving and precious God, we thank you for every day, for helping us in every way possible, and healing those that need to be healed. We just thank you, dear God, for all of their relatives and friends, and help them to be well and healthy and happy. And we thank you for our dear pastor and his wife, and we just thank you, dear God, that you are always with us. Thank you in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day and for answered prayers.
Father, we come before you and we lift up all the prayers. We lift them up spoken and unspoken, knowing that you have a plan for us for good and not for evil. Father, we know that you rejoice each time that we take the time to commune with you. That like a father, that you wait expectantly, waiting for your children to come back home and talk to you and to share with you, to share their day, to share their joys, to share their hopes, to share their plans, that like a good father, that you want nothing but the best for us. And now, Father, we lift up all these prayers to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God will take care of you. We'll do first and last verses. 619.
Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any evidence, if there is anything worth of praise, think about these things. Second reading is Proverbs 23rd chapter, verse 7. For like a hare in the throat, so are they. Eat and drink, they say unto you, but they do not mean it. The last one is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 and 22. It reads, in a large house, there are utensils not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some for special use, some for ordinary. All who cleanse themselves of these things I have mentioned will be bring special utensils dedicated and useful to the owners of the house, ready for every good work. Shun the youthful passion and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord with pure heart. So the readings of the Lord's word.
Amen.
Thank you, Bill. Join with me in prayer. Father, we come and we ask that you would come and put your hands on each person's shoulder that's here. That you'd lift us up, that you'd surround us with angels, that you'd open our hearts and minds so that we could hear your voice. For this message will be a message special for each person. The message will be delivered and it'll be received individually. The individual message will be a purpose and an intent special for that person. We ask, Father, that you would take away any distractions, that you would open our hearts and minds for new possibilities and new opportunities, that we would be raised to a higher level of play. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lent. Lent's one of those things that as a kid growing up, I knew that my Catholic friends celebrated Lent. I knew they celebrated Ash Wednesday and that type of thing. And then as I grew in faith, I realized that Lent comes from the Anglo-Saxon word for spring. It's time that viewed as a spiritual spring cleaning, a time for taking spiritual inventory and then cleaning out everything which hinders our relationship with Christ. It's interesting that early Christians in the early centuries used the season before Easter as a time of preparation and training, generally for new Christians. But their preparation and training was broken up among the existing congregation. Army, we used to call it hip pocket training. The Army had a good idea that we would carry a little manual in our back pockets or in the side legs of our combat attire. And when you had downtime, you would do what you see as mini classes. It would be what the teachers call a teaching opportunity. And that's what Lent is. Lent is a teaching opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to get our little minds right and prepare. And we prepare for a lot of different things. This time of year, folks, you know, if you're a racer like Jack, you prepare your bikes to race on ice. If you're like the rest of us, you prepared your snowblowers to run and gotten extra stuff in place. And thank goodness that scared the snow off. But as Christians, we need to always be in preparation. It shouldn't be a special season, but we run through the seasons in preparation so that we have a track that we can align ourselves with, and you do the same things with your children. You do the same things if you're going to the gym and working out. You're preparing that body to work. You're preparing your mind to be ready. And so what we do now is we begin to get our minds ready. We get our minds ready for a focus on spring. And it's easy to get your mind focused on spring because it is kind of spring-like out now. You know, God's given us this break in activity. I watched one of my neighbors outside picking up stuff on his lawn and walking around. I walked around and looked at my kale is still up. My kale doesn't realize that winter's here. Yours is up too, Bart, right?
Yeah.
Your kale's out there as happy as can be. Doesn't know it's supposed to be winter. Because the kale's ready. The kale's ready to do its job. It doesn't look at the calendar. It doesn't look at the time. It doesn't look to see if anybody else is doing kale. It's ready to go. And that's what Christians are. Christians are in the process of development. We're always a tool that's continually being developed, continuing to work on our skills so that we can be better utilized. And we're continuing to clean out the things that move us away from God. And that's what happens as we get involved with a variety of things, trying to do multiple things well. And what happens is, if you're a person like me, you'll take on a lot of stuff and then you don't do any of it well. you find yourself running from one project to the next project to the next project and never really being able to be focused. My brother Roy and I share from the same disease. We like the opportunity for startup businesses. So folks will come along with a startup enterprise, and I really like startups. I like the excitement of a startup. I like the building of a startup. I like getting things going. Once it's up and running, not so much. Not so much. But as a Christian, you need to weed out the things that distract you along. You need to have priorities in your life and set those priorities. And in Paul's scripture, Paul used the analysis of vessels. He says, in a house there are many vessels. There's vessels of gold and silver. There's vessels of wood and clay. The parallel that you need to realize is in Paul's time, the vessels that were of wood and clay were used for garbage and excrement dumping. And he compares and contrasts that to people. We can all be tools, but how well that tool is used and how perfect that tool becomes and how essential that tool becomes to God's mission is how well you hone that tool, how well you sharpen that skill set, how hard you work to be a useful tool in God's toolbox each and every day. And you need to clean out stuff, because if you're like Joel and Buck and Jack and I, you're collectors.
Amen.
We collect stuff, and we've got someday stuff. And we got someday stuff that we're going to use someday, and along the way, if you have a wife that says to you, you know, you really got a lot of stuff. We need to pare down some of that stuff.
Amen.
Yep. So, you know, pull it out, and particularly this time of year. Everybody got their taxes done? Anybody got their taxes done? Just that. A couple. The rest of us, we're in that sort and stack mode. We're sorting stuff and stacking stuff and separating stuff, some of it from 5 years ago. Sorting it out. Well, I've started to burn stuff and throw stuff away. And this time of year, that's what we do. We downsize, right-size, and we get ourselves ready for Easter. Because the Super Bowl for humans is next week. The Super Bowl for Christians is Easter. And we march toward salvation. We march toward a goal where death and bills and taxes can't touch us. We can move forward and we can have a new day every day. We're going to have a new opportunity each day. Today's a day where we're going to come together and we're going to share in song. We're going to share in fellowship. But each day is that day.
Mm-hmm.
Each day is that day. If you remember the story of the prodigal son goes away, squanders everything that his father has given. He comes back, and on his way back, a long way off, the father sees him. I don't care how far away you've been gone from God, or what you've done this past week that you think might have not been quite the thing you should have done. God's like that father. He's looking for you. Looking for you coming. When he sees you coming, he doesn't make you go all the way there. He runs to meet you. And other folks are like the son that's been doing the right thing all the time. And he does the right thing and the right thing, and somebody comes back that's been away, and you think to yourself, boy, I'm here and I'm there every week supporting. And everybody, nobody acts like they're really joyful to see me. Here's the part you missed. You can have a party every day. All that's there for you. You can have that party every day. It's your choice. It's your choice. Every day can be a good day. Everybody can be a mediocre day. But you choose how that day is going to be. And that party is there available for you each day. Today we're going to have a party and you're all invited to share. Folks are going to be coming that are doing their services at other places and they're going to come here afterwards. And they're all invited to share in the party. That party goes on every day.
Coming down.
That party goes on every day. That opportunity. Buck and I like Westerns. I was watching a Western yesterday that was on. And they try and swindle this gentleman who had owned part of a business. And his partner swindled him and he left and went away. Never had any more, heard any more from him. And the partner's wife felt guilty that the partner had swindled him. And so she set up a savings account for him and put money away over the years. And the daughter comes to deliver the money to him with a note from her mother. And the note from her mother said, "I'm sorry. I know that you took a beating on this deal, but I put this money away for you." And he's an old guy that's working on a ranch, and he's dusty and dirty, and the daughter comes. And the daughter's got some issues going on, and in the end of the show, in order to get the money out of the bank, he had set up an agreement that if she ever needed anything, that she would send him a brooch, and he had the matching brooch. When she set the bank account up, she gave the banker a brooch and said, "This is for this person, but whoever comes with this brooch, give them the money." In the end, he gives the girl the brooch and says, "I have everything that I need here. I have everything that I need here. You take this money and start over." And when you looked at what he had, to the average success-oriented person, it didn't look like he had much, but he knew that his treasure was not just there, but his treasure was much more than the tangible things that he had. It was the people in the community that he served and the things that he did and how important they were. Don't be distracted by the shiny things in life. Don't be distracted by success and success orientation. It's funny, my son that's up in the hills is my newest grandson. And he and his wife have a very good business and they worked hard for a long time, but he finally gets it. He finally gets it. It's not about the new car. It's not about the big house. It's not about all the tangible things in life. It's about each day, the relationships that he has with people, that new little baby. And the things that are really important are the things that are relationship and God-oriented, not the tangible things that you leave behind. So as we finish this service and we move on to the praise and worship side, I encourage you to be filled. Be filled with the spirit of opportunity. Be filled with the spirit of joy. That you would become a gold and silver vessel. That you would sparkle each day that people see you along the way. It's funny, you'll run into people and I'll visit with folks and they'll say, "Boy, you know, that person in your congregation is all just so happy. When I see them on the street, they're always happy. I'll run into your folks and they're always positive. I'll run into this person and they're always this." That's because you're a gold and silver vessel. You're a vessel that reflects the light and love of Jesus Christ in your life. In the bottom of the bulletin, folks send me stuff during the week. Sue White sent me this. And if you think about it for a minute, God, who created the universe, created the sun, the moon, the stars, all the glorious things, created the Grand Canyon, created little tiny animals and big animals, looked at the mountains and oceans and galaxies and looked at you and thought the world needed one of you too. That's how special you are. God doesn't make any junk. God sent you here for a reason. You're here for a reason. You're not here for a season. You're here for a reason. Folks will say to me, "I don't know why I'm here." I know why you're here. I'm here to tell you, I may not know the exact details of why you're here, but God sent you here to be a blessing and to help somebody else along the way. That's why you're here. So as we move from here into the praise and worship side, let's join together in 6:23, sweet hour of prayer. 6:23.
Oh,
in peace. We ask that the light and light of Jesus Christ will be in us and fill us, that it'll overflow so that our walk and speech and demeanor will reflect all the opportunity, all the love, all the qualities of our Lord Jesus, so that others may see and follow the light home to you, Lord. We lift up all these prayers to you through your Son, Jesus, and all God's people said.
Amen.